Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 9th of February and greetings from sunny, well not quite so sunny, Milton Keynes. I'm speaking at a conference here today. Anyway, let's get cracking with this week's 3D ideas. And idea one is to, well, dwell on this and maybe do something about it. News from Facebook. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that Facebook video is generating more than 3 billion views a day. That's up from 1 billion reported last September and looks set to become a real rival to YouTube. They don't actually publish view levels for a day, but says that more than 6 billion hours are watched daily on YouTube. And whatever the figures, it's clear that video is becoming ever more powerful channel for reaching potential existing customers. What are the implications for your business? Are you maximising this approach? It's got me thinking, and maybe get ready soon for Andy's 3D views. Idea two is to do something about this. UK businesses are failing to deal with customer complaints. A new report says that 79% of consumers say they have to contact between 2 and 5 people to get a single complaint resolved, and 42% had to wait longer than 20 minutes in a phone queue. A small percentage actually queued for 2 hours or more. The survey carried out by Interactive Intelligence actually said the biggest problems were, surprise, surprise, being passed from department to department, not being able to understand the agent, and being cut off completely. And more than half said they now prefer to use email as a method of contact rather than telephone. And I know there's nothing new there, and our research suggests that 3D businesses empower their people to delight customers by dealing with disappointment. For example, Timpsons, the locksmiths and repairers, shoe repairers, they actually allow their staff to spend up to £500 to resolve a customer's problem on the spot without talking to a manager. Now that's empowerment. What are you doing to deal with disappointment? How easy are you to deal with when things go wrong? And idea three is to develop this. Here's a great example of a business creating dialogue with its customers. Thomson Airways asked its customers to name the new Boeing 787 Dreamliner that's having delivered. And they're asked to choose their favourite image, with the winner actually giving the chance to have the plane named after them, which is quite impressive. And also, they'll actually get the name on the fuselage and receive a holiday to Mauritius flying on a Dreamliner. And what they actually did is they used it, having taken some pictures, engaged and encouraged their customers to come up with the ideas and engage with them. And one of the things that we see 3D businesses do is they don't just shout stuff, they actually engage with their customers. They create dialogue, not diatribes. What are you doing to create dialogue with your customers? And what I'd love to do to try and start that off is either put a comment on the website, on the Facebook page, drop me a line with an email, tell me, are there any topics that we don't cover on 3D Thoughts you think we should? Andy@andyhanselman.com. Drop me an email and let's create some dialogue. Have a great week now. Bye.